Now, it's time for a little R&R.
Ball into the bucket, lays it up and in.
Ball game, Rizzo!
Live in the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
This team is going to be tough when they finally get it together.
Sit back and relax. Let Russo and Rizzo take you home.
Oh, mercy!
Second hour of Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. Got Cardinal Newman West Boca tonight. We're live on site. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter/X and the ESPN South Florida app. Go download today on the App Store. We screwed up by not going to Madison.
Don't even get me started.
We should be in Madison for Wisconsin, folks, Ohio State. I finally came to that conclusion.
So, folks, for those of you that have no idea what we're talking about, Ohio State, where I went to school, plays Wisconsin, where Colin went to school. I brought it up 6 months ago. 6 months ago to the station that, hey, maybe Colin and I should do our show remotely Thursday and Friday, and we should, you know, God forbid, go to the game and be at our sister station at the Everlight Solar Studios in Madison. No, I don't, you know, Mike, Madison's overrated. You know, we're not doing this. We should be at that game. My best friend, John in Strongsville, works for Good Karma Brands.
Yeah, there's three reasons.
Works in Madison. Cousin Scotty.
You know what the worst part is? It's 75 degrees.
And hang on. I'm not done yet. My best friend works in Madison. Or let's put it this way. His older cousin, and basically an older cousin of mine, Scotty, is going to the game and meeting John there. All of Colin's friends flew in for the game and are going to the game, and not to mention our damn company went ground up from Madison, Wisconsin. Craig Karmazin and Steve Polizzino started the company in Madison.
It's the Philadelphia of Good Karma.
And I'm the biggest Ohio State fan there is, and I'm not at the game. How is this? How aren't I at the game?
I agree. We screwed this up.
I brought this up 6 months ago to you and our general manager, Stephanie Prince, and I got shot down. And now Colin has the audacity to tell me the day of that he has FOMO. I don't want to hear it. I'm upset. I'm very upset.
What do you sound like right now?
I'm very upset. I'm very upset because I told you this was going to happen 6 months ago.
Yeah, I got a little FOMO. I'm not the FOMO guy. If you're missing out, I'm not the type, but I am today.
We would have had a great day with John in Strongsville and Colin and all of his friends. We smoking RCs on the patio, hanging out. I mean, what are we doing?
74 degrees.
My God.
Go to Pratt's patio.
What's going
on here? Go to the college club for Friday after class. We should have had a company retreat up in Madison.
And I'm working. And somehow, some way, I'm working.
We should be in Madison right now. I agree. We screwed that up. Screwed it up. Gonna have to wear that. Yeah, I think the game's gonna stink too. You know the best part is you don't even have to go to the game. You can just go and enjoy the city.
I'm going. I would love to go to Camp Randall, historic, great place to watch a college football game.
You'd be disgusted first quarter,
dude. Camp Randall is a legendary.
I told you
spot
this story before. I went
You're
to watch
there.
Wisconsin Northwestern with my parents in the first game they all went to, and it was 24 to 7 in the second quarter, Northwestern winning, and it was both my parents there thinking, boy, this is the school you went to, yeah. This is the school I ultimately decided as somebody who wanted to go to a quote big sports.
I know they stink at football now, but man, I'm telling you what, when I was in middle school, early on in high school,
prideful program.
We feared
that's
going.
They're a little bit like a juiced up Iowa.
Yeah,
That
was a nightmare going to that stadium. And 2 years ago, when you were still in school, I mean, I hope you're at the game when Kyle McCord and the Buckeyes. That was a game for a half.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were at that game.
That was a sophomore year.
It's usually a game versus Wisconsin. So, like, I don't know.
It was a night game, too, I believe.
It was.
Right?
It was a night game. It was a fun game to watch, too. But, like, Colin, the fact that Kyle goes, Riz, Mike, we should be. I'm very upset with you. I'm very upset with you right now.
And so, you're saying I'm the. Hold on.
You're the reason we're not there. Because I brought it up. And, listen. And I don't want to get in hot water here, but Stephanie, Stephanie nonetheless shut it down. She shut it down.
It wasn't her.
She didn't want us doing it. And I understand it's football season. We're not supposed to travel. But I think something could have been figured out. I think some could have been figured out, and you didn't push. You didn't push for it. I was pushing for it, and you didn't push for it.
100%. I did not push.
I was pushing for it, and you didn't push for it. So whatever.
I thought I'd be okay because I was in Madison, what, a month and a half ago, about seven weeks ago for my Ironman. I thought that would give me my
fix. I could have met all your Wisconsin buddies. I could have met all of our fellow co-workers at ESPN Madison. Who's your guy? Who's the GM there? It's your guy.
Ben Wittes?
Yeah, we could have met Benny. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I love the Madison guys.
Could have met Benny. Could have took Benny out.
We should be in Madison.
I could have took Benny out for a beer. What are we doing?
I'm telling you, Madison is the best. And it really is. It's the best college town in the country. Far none.
Now
you have to take my word for it because you'll never go there. Now you have to take my word.
Now it's the best college town ever.
Take my word for it. Take my word for it because we're never going to go. But that is an all-time great college town. It really is.
Disgraceful.
It really is. It's that good. And I think everybody would have a great time. It really would. You know, it's a beer drinking state, but they got good food. Everybody, they're welcoming to the opposing fan. There's no animosity, especially for a team that stinks this much. The Ohio State fans probably having a ball because there's no expectation amongst the Wisconsin fans. They're not even showing up for the game. They don't care. And you know that's why it's probably good for Ohio State.
I think you're dead. And listen, you know more than me. Obviously, you're dead wrong. There are going to be a lot of people at that Ohio State game, dude.
Well, I'm going to watch just so I can watch that opening kickoff. You'll watch the game too. That opening kickoff. The wide shot cam, you'll see.
I got Inter Miami, brother.
What time's the game?
It's a Nashville start, so it's a 5:30 coverage. I'll be in the car driving. By then.
What time's the game? 2:30?
3:30.
Oh, it's 3:30. I thought it was 2:30. Okay, yeah, okay, never mind.
You're gonna have to send me the picture. I think it's gonna be full.
Let you know how it goes. It's gonna be half full, but nonetheless, we gotta move on here. We'll do a little 5-5 in a couple of moments. First, Wisconsin and Ohio State. Do you want to wager anything on that line?
I took the Buckeyes in 25.5, so I'm going for them.
That line should be 31.5.
I'm going for them to cover.
That line should be 31.
How about
and a half.
This? I think Jules throws for 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, if they're going to cover by 25.5 points, you've got to assume they're going to throw for 3 touchdowns.
But he hasn't the last 2 games, and they've been consistently able to win. So I don't know. You tell me. You're the Scon fan. You tell me.
I'll give you that pick once we'll put the book later on the program. I'll give you my official
pick. You tell me.
I got to come up with
something. Get you a beer or something. Tell me what you want. We'll do something there. Get you a rack of natty. What were you telling me? You buy 30 and get 15 free in Madison?
So you should look up the drunkest counties in the United States, and it's like it's a colored map, and it's only Wisconsin. It's like black, and then everywhere else is white, you know, on the colors, God. And it goes like red, maroon, black.
I hope
Wisconsin is essentially black.
I hope they're getting Ubers, man.
DUI is a misdemeanor in Wisconsin.
Stop. All right.
I'm not even kidding there. I'm pretty sure. That's how crazy it is. It's nuts. It's nuts.
But Colin, nonetheless, Colin was head of his social at the fraternity.
Nope. Yeah.
You were the head social guy in your fraternity at Pike.
I was around.
At Pike.
I was around.
Was it Pike? I'm getting that right?
Yeah, you're getting it right. You're getting
all
right.
So Colin would get the Bunderdew of 30 beers and he'd get 15 free.
So you order a case. The Wisconsin, the thing is, it's so beer drinking. Oh, you get one case of beer. And if you get a case of beer, they give you a free 15 on top of it for no charge. That's what their deal was throughout football season in Madison at the liquor stores. That's how bizarre it is.
So
when you order a lot of them or a little of them, you just get all that much extra. It's great.
So all your friends are in Madison. My best friend and our cousin is in Madison.
What's he doing for the game? Have you told him that? Is he going to the game?
Let me finish. I was on you 6 months ago to be in Madison. All right? You went to Madison. I went to Ohio State, and somehow, some way, we're not there in South Florida. Do I got that right?
You got that right.
Okay. All right. I think.
What's
I'm
your
good.
What's he doing? What's
good.
Your buddy doing for the game?
I don't know. I gotta hit him up. Let's put it this way. I told him about a month and a half ago. I told John a month and a half ago that we weren't going. And
you should have fought harder.
He couldn't believe it.
You should have fought harder.
He couldn't believe it.
You should have fought harder.
You didn't want to go, mate.
I was
you
okay
didn't
with going.
You didn't
want to
go. I blew you up about it for a month.
I was indifferent about it.
Colin, in July, I bothered you for about a month about it.
Going to Ohio State, Wisconsin.
And I never, never, Nah, Mike, we can't. It's football season.
You know what I also said? I said the team stinks. And at least I was right on that front. The team does stink.
And now, you know, his buddies are drinking beers outside of Swanigan's, and now we're feeling left out.
Swanigan's.
Okay. Now we're left out.
A little left out. I'm going to be honest.
They're outside of Swanigan's.
College club.
College club.
Friday after class. That's the deal.
The club.
That's what they're out.
Friday after class. And we're not there. We're not at
the club.
Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Damian Perez. We'll actually do some 5-on-5 on the other side of things. First, listen to us on the ESPN South Florida app. It's free to download on the App Store. Listen to Russo and Rizzo in full or the old episodes or theoretically speaking. Listen to ESPN West Palm High School game day tonight. You get a 7 p.m. kick between Cardinal Newman and West Boca. We'll be live on site streaming the game on ESPN Top 63 on the YouTube and the Twitter, so make sure you can follow along on the scores throughout the night. Got coverage up to 11 p.m. on ESPN 106.3. We'll do a little 5-5 presented by Flagler Credit Union on the other side of things. Stick around for it. Through Sunrise on ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3 with Colin Russo and Mike Rizzo. We got Damian Perez keeping us up over the air back at the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. Damian, welcome in. How are you doing today, my friend?
What's going on, boys? How y'all doing?
Not bad. It's actually a beautiful day outside.
I was going to say, weather looks great.
Yeah, it's a nice day to be outdoors. It's a nice day for some football today. Damien, you think we screwed up not going to Madison for Ohio State, Wisconsin?
I think it would have been great if you guys did, honestly. I mean, both your guys' team playing head-to-head.
Damien should have came with us. Damien should have came with us.
Absolutely.
Correct. Well, we should have done West Palm meets, you know, Madison. We should have done a whole shtick here, and we really dropped it, Colin. We really did.
Let's bounce around in the meantime. Let's do a little 5% by Flagler Credit Union.
Five topics.
High five.
5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's get out of here.
Endless takes.
You can't handle the truth.
All gas, no brakes.
And it's shaking bank time.
It's time for the 5 at 5.
Hold on to your butts.
Presented by Flagler Credit Union, proud supporter of FAU Athletics. Number one.
Well, the combined age for the quarterbacks last night on the Thursday Night Football bout was 81. Both of them managed to combine throw for 7 touchdowns. 7 touchdowns between Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers. Joe Flacco and the Bengals just edging out Pittsburgh 33-31 in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, there seems to be that sense, Kyle, that Cincinnati has turned their season around with that win and with Flacco coming on into Cincinnati for that fifth-round pick from Cleveland. Are you buying the Cincinnati Bengals in a title race for the AFC North?
I'm not buying. I need to see one more big win. But the thing about them is that that type of win is all it takes. That type of win can really spark some sort of fuel to take them at least a couple of weeks here. Burrow's going to come back at some point in, what, December? Whether it's early or late, I guess that's all up to be interpreted, because he was on the sideline yesterday, so he's not immobile. He is around. So if he's able to get back here, early December, they have an easy finish to the schedule. They need Joe Flacco to get them to a couple more wins. I mean, they're a win away from 500. That is okay if you're Cincinnati in this perspective. I'm not saying their season is completely turned around, but I would say that's the exact type of game, the way they want it, that can spark a midseason run. Number two.
Let's go to the baseball side of things. Got 2 games tonight. Let's focus on the AL first.
On the series that's not over.
Correct. And listen, sadly, I do quickly on that. I think the Brewers do probably win tonight to force that thing to go back to Wisconsin, but neither here nor there. Toronto and Seattle. My question is simple, Kyle. Who wins tonight, and is tonight's winner probably going to be the one trotting on to the World Series in the next round?
Uneducated, eyes closed at the dartboard, I would say Mariners are going to win tonight, not losing. They're not going to. I would think that they would not lose 3 in a row in their building in their first ALCS in 24 years. But, I mean, hey, I've been surprised before. Maybe I can be surprised again. I anticipate pitching remaining triumphant tonight, maybe a little bit of offense from the Mariners against Gausman. But that would be my blind hip fire guess on that game, and I have no other reason to believe that the Dodgers won't close this out for.
Mariner Magic, excuse me, this is a tongue twister. Mariners manager Dan Wilson made a couple of changes already. Kyle Julio Rodriguez, who's batted third in the Mariners lineup, is moving up to the leadoff spot. Josh Naylor is being bumped up to cleanup. And Randy Arozarena, who has been in that leadoff spot for the first four games of the series, is shifting now to fifth. Obviously, the Mariners winning game one and two, but have not been competitive in the last three or four. I think it's Toronto tonight, Colin, and I think Toronto probably wins the series, which is crazy because being down 0-2, losing two games at home, I think they're going to win three games tonight, or three games in a row in Seattle, and then close the thing out in Toronto on the flip side. They figured something out at the plate. Like, Dan Wilson and manager Dan Wilson for the Mariners is trying to shake things up in the lineup. I mean, the Blue Jays are probably going to trot that same damn lineup that they have been for the last two games, and Vladdy and company are going to get massive hits in the game. I think the hitting of Toronto is truly too much right now. Now, maybe, you know, Seattle and their pitching staff have other things in mind, but I'm going with the consistent for the last two games, and that has been Toronto hitting.
It's been a tale of two games to this point.
It has.
Two different teams on either end between the first two games and the second two games. We'll see if that carries over tonight in Game 5. What's number three?
Number three.
Or four. I don't know.
Let's stay with, let's switch to the NFL. A team that we haven't talked about a lot the show yet is the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins taking on my Cleveland Browns at home. Both of these teams are 1-5. The loser is going to move on to 1-6. Cleveland is favored in the game by 2.5. There are reports that there are 40-mile-an-hour winds that are going to be happening in Cleveland. Now, if we could talk quickly about the Browns, they got caught with their pants down so far this week with that Flacco trade. Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, it has not been a good look for those two so far.
I would argue they're going to play with some guts because of that. They're going to want to show something here, knowing that Joe Flacco just won a big Thursday night football game on primetime.
And then on the flip side, you got the Dolphins, Colin. Tua apologizing to the media. He was, after the game, their past game, he was saying, you know, guys aren't showing up to required players-only meetings. He went out to and apologized for that later on in the week. Colin, who's the bigger toilet right now? Are the Browns the bigger toilet with the way they kind of botched that?
Unfortunately.
Or is it the Miami Dolphins?
I was Team Dolphins before yesterday. I was Team Dolphins. Browns had a good draft class. They got some young talent that they could actually root for there. But after what happened with Flacco, I think I'm on the side of Cleveland. They're both messes. It's going to be the battle of the terrible on Sunday. And I'd make an argument that the loser of that game, chances that they blow it all up are very high.
I'm just such a miserable fan. Like, every other
loser of that game might blow it up.
Like,
maybe they both will at the same time.
Don't get me wrong, Colin. There are angry Cleveland fans out there, but, like, the Cleveland fans that I know, like, they were happy that the Guardians were there. You know what I mean? They were happy for them. I'm tired of losing. I'm so tired of losing on all fronts. I'm tired with the Cavs now with a great team and losing. I'm tired with the Browns for 30 years. I've watched a stinker. And the Guardians are the ultimate heartbreak. When am I going to win? Let's do number four.
Number four.
All right, let's move on to college football. Colin, we already talked about the big SEC matchups. You got Tennessee on the road to Alabama. You got Ole Miss on the road at Georgia. Plenty of other out of SEC matchups as well with USC and Notre Dame. We talked a lot about these games already. My question is simple. What's the biggest game on that schedule? Is it that Notre Dame and USC game just because Notre Dame's playing to be perfect?
I think that probably is the most implicating game that I'll have my eye on. But a quiet game that I've always had my eye on is BYU and Utah. The Holy War. It's in BYU this year. It's at Provo. I always like a big rivalry game in that setting. It's always fun because they're two passionate fan bases, the battle for Utah, so to speak. And I also want to see a little bit more of BYU. BYU played late last week against Arizona. They got escaped in double OT. They got Bear Bachmeyer, who has been a true freshman sort of sensation for BYU. You know, I was a BYU guy last year with Jake Retzlaff.
And, that was our guy.
Always an underrated team. Always an underrated team, but they never quite broke through. They've always had a bad loss here and there. I think it would start with the Holy War if BYU is going to show you a little guts.
I think, same with the Big 12. I think another good matchup is Texas Tech and Arizona State. Arizona State got
coming off a terrible loss.
And they didn't have their starting quarterback, Sam Leavitt. Now,
yes.
I got to look
Jeff
at the
Sims.
I got to look
he
at
He was
the,
in high school when you were in high school. Jeff Sims, remember him? He was Georgia Tech, and then he went to, I want to say Auburn for a year, but that guy was a ninth-year player playing quarterback.
No.
Eighth or ninth year.
Dude, I graduated high school in 13. You're telling me he was the class of 13?
No, he was like a 17 grad.
All right, so we might have saw each other in high school.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no. Insane. You know what I know? What I say move on. God, you saw with Cam Rising for all those years. Dude, brother, don't you want to move on? Don't you want to get out of college? I understand now NIL, I mean, geez, you know, he make millions of dollars, but I don't think that was the case. Forgive me for thinking that wasn't the case. But that's another good Big 12 matchup, Texas Tech and Arizona State, if Sam Levitt plays. But the game that I'm looking at is, how can it be USC and Notre Dame? Notre Dame's playing to be perfect. I think USC actually has a pretty good offense. The game that they lost against Illinois in Illinois, they were able to put up points. They just couldn't stop a nosebleed. Illinois was thrown to the sideline, running their bubble screens and doing their thing. But I think specifically with USC, I think they win. I think I'm going to bet on that money line. I think USC wins.
I'm going to root for USC.
I'm not a fan. Brother, I think there's a breach in the defense this year with Marcus Freeman. I do.
I agree.
Which is crazy because Freeman's
as dangerous of a Notre Dame team as always, but I don't trust
Freeman,
USC.
Freeman teams have always been able to play defense. There have been questions offensively, specifically with quarterback and skill weapons. Now, I know that Greathouse kid, he's good. All right, he's good. But at the same time, defense is the question this year. That's why I think USC will win. And I think it's about time USC kind of gets back on the map a bit with Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley, by the way, number one recruiting class coming into next year. I think there's momentum there. I'm going to go with USC to win the game.
Yeah, you're kind of waiting for him to blossom into his role there. And they had a huge win last week. So now you're expecting USC to kind of go back-to-back here. That's something they haven't done in his tenure at USC. This is a huge game. This would be the biggest game of his tenure at Notre Dame, probably in back-to-back weeks. So if they win this, Michigan, and then Notre Dame back-to-back, you got to start giving USC some major credit.
For the record, I am a massive Notre Dame hater. So keep that in mind if you're looking to tail me where they're good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Let's do number five.
Number five.
I can't get it out of my mind. I can't get it out of my head. Damian, you there, buddy?
I'm here.
How the hell aren't Colin and I in Madison, Wisconsin right now?
Enjoy the South Florida weather. This is when it gets nice.
How am I not on the patio at Swansinger's or what's the place?
Bratz.
How aren't I on the patio at Bratz? Pack of RCs, 75 degrees.
75 and sunny. It is never 75 and sunny this time of year. It's going to be a low of 40
lounging,
the next day. Wow.
Lounging in the sun, getting a tan while smoking cigarettes with scones. How am I here? How are we here, Dame? What's going on?
You would have loved the scones.
They're good people.
Wow.
I Courtney Rukoff, one of my favorite people in the office. She's a scone. It's a fun time.
The Wisconsinites, they also say. Yeah, we screwed up.
Royally.
I'll wear this one. Royally. I'll wear this one. I let you down. I think I let you down here.
It's my bad. But the good news is,
there's no good news there.
Well, hopefully we can maybe go back, you know, or rather, Ohio. When's the next? Actually, yeah, no, we did.
It's been a number of years.
You stink, dude. I'm taking your line. You stink, dude. You're the worst, mate. Damien,
it's going to be a number of years.
It will be. Damien, what? How do you think we could have handled this differently, Damien Perez, back in the City Point studio?
If you were to do it,
I mean, it was up to Colin.
You go out Thursday.
So, all right, had to push. Good.
All right, we're all blaming Colin. Happy we're on the same page. We're all blaming Colin. Happy we're on the same page.
If you were to do it, you'd probably go Friday morning, take today off.
I said Thursday, Friday. I said leave Wednesday, do shows Thursday and Friday, take off high school game day. You know, Christian's taking off what? When are you in Jacksonville?
The 31st.
So I did
Georgia, Florida.
And I did play-by-play 3 weeks ago.
Wait, the way you would do it is you'd probably take off Friday.
But here's the thing.
And you go on Thursday.
Like,
or go on Friday morning. That's right. You probably travel throughout the day on Friday, because remember, you're getting an hour back, but you can't get a direct from down here. You have to connect through Charlotte or Atlanta.
I think your dad as well. My dad kind of put the fear of death in me that we can't take days during football season. All right.
It's all right.
After working for, you know, seeing some of our coworkers take off during football season, Maybe I save a couple of days to take off during football season next year. It's all. Maybe I go home for
the
a Browns
thing
game.
Is,
Hang on, Kyle. Hear me out. Hear me out.
Days.
Hear me out. Maybe I go home for a Browns game. Maybe I go home for a Buckeye game next fall when we.
You
when
can
we
do.
Circle
you,
back
here's what. You, here, one thing I'll say is you could get back for a Brown game. You could go. You could. I mean, the thing it'd be tricky. But if the Browns were playing a later game, or
the only game I would have interest for would be Week 1, or rather home opener. The city
so
is
they don't
electric.
Have a losing, so this, they don't have a losing
the
record.
City, but also the weather is – the Cleveland weather is elite in September and October. The home opener is to go. For Ohio State, I would pick the best matchup and probably go.
Right.
Maybe I do that. Maybe I do.
You also – you went to so many games in Columbus. You'd also want to go to a road
but
game,
may,
too.
Maybe – is that a bad look if I do take four we're days?
Go to Ohio State next year. Yeah, why not? You can do both.
That's what I mean.
If you were to do it, you got to double up. If you were to go see your teams, you got to double up. Save six days, take Thursday and Friday. You got to double up. Yeah, you go to Columbus and then you go to Cleveland after that. You go to
spread
two
them
games
out a month apart.
That or you could go one weekend.
Christian's going to Turkey. I could go home for a week. For a weekend, I could go home for a weekend. Christian's going across the world. He's going across the globe. We screwed up. How are we in Madison?
Yeah,
this is where this
Madison.
All comes
we
from.
We screwed this up. Oh. This up. We screwed it up. We got to wear it. Got to wear it. No problem. All right. We'll move on. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo. That was your 5 at 5 presented by Flagler Credit Union. If you missed any of the show today, go listen back on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Just go to Russo and Rizzo or watch it back on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter /X at ESPN West Palm. Also, on the ESPN South Florida app, which is available to download. We'll make our picks. We'll come together with a couple parlays to take you into the weekend. Baseball, football, college, and the professional side of things. We'll make a couple big ones. I'm feeling risky this week. Let's get after it on our Blitz the Book. That's coming up on the other side of things. Stick around for it. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Want to win a sports weekend of a lifetime? Deer and Hard Rock Bet have teamed up to give one lucky winner tickets to two epic rivalries. Florida versus Tampa Bay in the hockey side of things. You know, that's always going to turn out into a couple brawls. That's on November 15th. And Miami versus New York, NBA, on November 17th. Plus, get $1,000 cash and $500 in bonus bets. And enter to win by heading to the Deer Nightclub in the Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood Hotel and Casino every Sunday. You can do that every Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m. Place $50 in bets on Hard Rock Bet, and you get entered to get involved in the sweepstakes. It's the best place to watch, win, and party every single game day. Don't miss. You got till November 5th to enter. Ready to roll. That's Hard Rock Bet offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus. Physically present in Florida. The wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call please. Or if somebody you know has a gambling problem, you got to call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Damian Perez with you. Let's make a couple picks. Mike, let's get creative with our Hard Rock Bet picks. Let's blitz the book with Hard Rock Bet.
Send some heat. Pin your ears back. It's time to blitz the book. Presented by Hard Rock Bet.
Blitz the book, Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3. All right, Mike, we can put together a parlay or two, I'm thinking.
Okay.
All right, and let's have some fun with this. Number one. You want to do the baseball games tonight? Do you want to include those or no?
We're on opposite ends. I like Toronto, and I think you like the Mariners. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
You think runs are going to be scored tonight? Number 7.5.
I would say runs. I'd go over.
I could agree with that.
Every game has darn near been over that.
Absolutely.
So I definitely would go over on that game tonight. And then we've been kind of teasing it that we like Milwaukee to win tonight. Do you want to go with the Brewers?
+170.
Outright?
Yeah.
They definitely win tonight.
I had the
in
Brewers.
True Brewer fashion.
I made a Brewer parlay yesterday, and I hit all the other three, and I lost the Brewers to win the game.
To still win the game. Don't you think tonight, won't our fellow Wisconsin fans be upset if they win that game and bring it back for a meaningless game 5?
No.
Is there any hope?
No, there's no hope, but they wouldn't be pissed. It's a proud fan base.
I don't mind. I know it burned you last night. I know you'd be going back to the well. I don't mind it.
Okay, I could do that. So we could do the over on runs between Toronto and Seattle,
and then bet the Brewers
to win straight
bet
up. So that's +170 right there and there. They're already at 454 on the parlay. So let's mix in a couple college picks on top of that.
Okay.
You like USC +9.5?
I do. I can get behind that because I'm rooting for a close.
Colin,
I love them +9.5. I feel this. I'm gonna bet it on my Hard Rock app. I'm gonna bet them to win the game. What are those odds? I know we're
+270.
Yeah, I'm gonna take those odds. I'm gonna take
it's
USC.
10.5 on Hard Rock bet.
I'm gonna take USC to win that game. That I still can't believe they lost to Illinois. I seriously cannot believe that that team lost to Illinois, but I do like them a lot. Let's take that 9.5. Now, are you okay with taking
Ten and a half.
Are you okay with taking the Buckeyes? It's a big spread, but they're 5-1. Ohio State's 5-1 on the spread.
This would be the perfect week for Wisconsin to burn us. We've been bad-mouthing them all year.
Hang on. Brother, you cannot say that.
You know what the funny part is?
You cannot say that.
You know what the funny part is?
You've downplayed that team so much.
The over-under is 41.5, and it's a 25-point line.
Which means they don't...
They're expecting them to score 10 points.
Ohio State to score points and Wisconsin to not to.
They're plus 1,200 on the win money line, Wisconsin. I would say I agree. I would say Ohio State minus 25.5.
Okay. That game is going to be...
They're
on their third-string quarterback?
Wisconsin? They've tried the backup. The backup stunk, and then they moved on.
Okay.
I anticipate that's going to be a 42-7 game.
Do you like any of those SEC games? I would probably lean Alabama. Now, Bama, they burned me last week. I won 2 weeks ago on a backdoor cover.
I would stay away from Alabama, yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you like anything in the Ole Miss and Georgia game?
Georgia. You want a theme?
What's the theme?
At Iowa plus 2.5.
No. I don't want to touch that. I'd go Iowa, if anything. I'm not buying the whole fire your coach and have momentum. Are you? You're buying that garbage?
I'm just saying it's a theme. It's a theme you could follow.
Like for Penn State fans to look at me and go, we feel more confident about that game against Ohio State without Franklin and Allard. That's the biggest waffle I've heard of 2025, I think. So I would probably, I don't know. If you want to bet it, they take it.
I don't. We have four in our parlay at the moment. We'll make this first parlay, and then we'll go to another one, including professional side.
Yeah. And I think
the last one here you do is, how about, you like Alabama minus 8.5. I don't. I think we stay away from that.
Okay. What SEC game? We got to take an SEC game.
Yeah, of all the good games. Ole Miss.
I lean Georgia. I lean Georgia. What's that line?
It's Georgia's getting seven, giving up 7.5. That's a big line.
At home?
At home. No, they're giving up, not getting. So okay. They're favored.
Okay. Georgia had a stinker against Alabama. I think they win by 2 scores.
All right.
I could be dead wrong. Maybe
we could do that. We could do that.
Maybe it was the look.
I don't hate that. We could do
maybe
that.
Maybe Colin. Maybe it was the look. Maybe Ole Miss was the look at. They were looking ahead, and maybe they do show up.
Here's
in this
one.
Game. I don't see them winning.
Let's hear this out.
They flirted with disaster. Ole Miss has flirted with disaster too much for me.
You want an any given week type game? I know we got too many on the parlay right now, but we're just increasing our odds on the Hard Rock Bet app, which you could download today. Here's an interesting one. I want you to take a look at. Texas A&M is 6-0. They're at, and this is weird, but they're at Arkansas this week. They're at LSU next week.
You think it's a look ahead and we should take Arkansas?
Arkansas is getting 7.5 points at home. That's a look ahead game.
You want Arkansas? And
just to keep it close. That's a 24-20 game.
I disagree, but let's do it.
Let's do it.
I disagree.
A 2-4 Arkansas.
I completely disagree. But, dude, it seems like you want to do it. Let's do it.
I like that one. Mike, you want to take a guess at what this parlay is? 7,200.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This
makes
is
sense.
As good as we get.
Where's $20 win me?
$20 would get you $1,472.
Oh, my God.
Let's do it. You could charter a plane to Madison.
Correct.
We'll make it for kickoff.
Correct.
I like it. Plus 7,200. So here's what it is, our first parlay. Over 7.5 runs in the Blue Jays at Mariners game. We have the Brewers to win straight up in game 4 against the Dodgers. We need a lot to happen.
We do.
Number 20 USC getting 10.5 points against Notre Dame on the road, coming off a huge win on USC side of things. Ohio State to beat Wisconsin, 25.5 is the line. So we need Ohio State to win by over 25 points. Georgia giving up 7.5 points against Ole Miss at home. And then Arkansas getting 7.5 points against Texas A&M at home.
We're a mix of everything. We got some dogs. We got some favorites. We have a giant line with Ohio State. I don't know. I think that's a winner.
I don't hate that
at
all.
I think that's a winner right there.
I do not hate that at all.
Maybe outside of Arkansas. But I think that's a winner. I think Arkansas and Milwaukee is what's going to do us in. But Dodgers are going to win tonight. It's okay. It's all right.
All right,
we like it.
Let's do one more parlay, and then
I got two games on the NFL side that I really like.
Okay,
Let me throw them here. I like Dallas. I like Dallas at home plus 1.
We took them in our cover 5. Yeah. We could take them again. They're minus 1 now in the Hard Rock Bet app.
My goodness. I got them at plus. By the way, folks, if you download that Hard Rock Bet app, this is why you look earlier in the week. I got Dallas at plus 1.5 earlier in the week. So, and then I like the Colts plus 2. I like Colts. I got Colts plus two earlier in the
day.
That's
my theme of the week, too. Yeah. I like that. Going to that stadium for the second time, they're not going to lose twice.
Yep, I like the Colts plus two, and I like Dallas to win the game. I mean, we're splitting hairs, minus one, plus one. Are they going to win the damn game or not? I think they're going to win the damn game.
I agree with that. I like that
100%. So what are you leaning on the professional side?
All right, so we got two right there. Outside of that, I think we could do it now that we didn't take it on our cover five. We're not going to get killed with a blowout. Carolina minus one.
Go for it.
Carolina minus one.
You love
one.
That guy for sure.
I need them to go. They're 3-3. Dude, I need them to win seven
Panther,
games.
I know you bet them on the over, but I secretly think you're a Panther fan.
No.
I do.
No.
I think you love Bryce Young, and I think you have a picture. You have a picture of Dave Canales above your bed in your room.
Dude, they drive me crazy. They drive me absolutely nuts.
Oh, God.
But I respect their ability to either play the worst game you've ever watched or be in a classic.
Yeah.
I can respect
them. Put
them
on there. Now, do you want to touch that Cleveland game?
Who do you think? I think the loser of this game is blowing it all up.
I cannot believe we took the Browns yesterday.
I think this is a Browns minus 2.5, 100%.
I cannot believe we took
the over-under is 36.
I just watched Joe Flacco throw three touchdowns and throw for 340.
I think this is an easy Cleveland. I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is an easy Cleveland.
Take them. Put them in there, then.
Cleveland minus 2.5 because I actually think the Browns will be motivated by Joe Flacco having a huge game. And I think they're actually going to play hard.
Are you aware?
In response to that,
my response to you is: are you aware Dylan Gabriel, a rookie, is the quarterback with Kevin Stefanski?
Mike, it's 40-mile-an-hour winds. This is going to be run game versus run game. This is going to be run game versus run game. Who can handle tough weather and who can't? Favor the Browns in that decision. Favor the Browns there. That's a 4-bet parlay on top of the other one, which is plus 1260, a little bit more tame. We have the Cowboys minus one. We have the Colts. Cowboys minus one against the Commanders at home. We have the Colts plus 1.5 at the Chargers. They're going to SoFi Stadium for the second time in a month. They lost to the Rams. I don't see that happening in that stadium again for a team that's 5-1. The Panthers at the Jets. They are 3-0 at home, 0-3 on the road.
Unbelievable.
Let's break that streak today by winning at the winless Jets minus one. Panthers minus one. And the Jets just weren't. They were in London.
You need Panther rehab.
No, I don't.
You need Carolina Panther rehab.
Mike, you got to root for that team because
no.
It's a joy.
Oh,
it's a ride.
God,
it's a
dude.
Roller coaster every game. You want to you want to
Bryce Young does my head in.
I know.
He does my head in, Colin.
He will have two of the worst turnovers you've ever seen, and then he'll turn around and have a game-winning drive to finish the game. He's a bizarre player. Really is a fascinating player. So we're taking Carolina, and then the fourth line of the parlay is going to be the Browns minus 2.5. Boy, do we have some crap teams on this parlay. We have the Browns and the Panthers to win their respective games in this parlay.
Yep.
And the Cowboys, who have the worst defense in the league.
But they're at home. Dude, Washington stinks. I got to say it. I'm there. I'm there with that Commander team. They stink.
They're all right.
They're going to win six.
They're all right. They're not as good as last year.
They're going to win 7-8 games this year and not make the playoffs.
There's your parlays. All right, so we got a 4-bet parlay and we got a 7-leg parlay on the Hard Rock Bet app. Where we're going, that 7-legger is.
You love it.
Is
you love
risky.
It.
Risky. We got it down.
I told you the ones that are going to be on our first parlay, the one that will ruin us, Brewers in Arkansas. I think other than that, pretty good.
Yeah, we have the Brewers to win over in the 7.5 runs, total runs in the Blue Jays Mariners, Ohio State to cover 25.5 against Wisconsin, Georgia to cover 7.5 against Ole Miss, Arkansas to cover plus 7.5 at home against Texas A&M. A&M is at LSU next week. Classic look-ahead game in the SEC schedule. And then USC plus 10.5 against Notre Dame.
I'm surprised we didn't throw on content director Brian Rowitz's Las Vegas Raiders plus 12.5. We did that on cover five. By the way, we put our survivor pick in. It's Kansas City. They did not let me take the Bears.
I agree with that.
They did not let me take the Bears.
Do not let the Bears ruin your season.
I said Bears. So we went.
If you're going to let a team ruin your season,
let it be Kansas City at home.
You'll live with that.
Yeah.
You'll live with Kansas City at home. I agree it's a divisional game. You don't love that.
But
for a survivor, I haven't made my survivor pick yet. I might go Kansas City.
Yeah, we did. We did KC. So I'm going to be sweating that one out, bro. I really am. I'll be sweating that one out.
Yeah, if there's a game that you're going to lose your survivor at week seven in, and I never last to week seven. If this is going to be a game that you lose on, you don't want it to be the Bears because then you're going to say, I fell in the bear trap, as you say, and this is just going to be – you'll feel like an idiot.
Yep. So
you won't feel like an idiot for taking Kansas City.
So last weekend, Colin, I was more intrigued with the baseball. I can't say I'm there this weekend. just yeah, because five, of what happened.
Game five is going to be great, but yeah.
But like last weekend, I was looking forward more to the baseball than the football. I'm not there. I'm not there right now. I wish I was. And I think
I'm super into the game tonight. I hate that it's the early one.
I want to say shame on the Brewers. I do. But I feel like with the Dodgers starting pitching, for them to fit, for them to have, for those guys, for Yamamoto, for Snell and Glasnow to pitch that well. I mean, you historically said that that was a they almost broke Dodger history with the way that
they're
they
close.
Pitched.
They're close. They still have a chance. They need three more starts and six or more innings.
I can't necessarily get on. I can't necessarily get on the Brewers that hard. Now, five hits at home, I'll get on. But last night, what are you going to do, man? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Some teams are too good. And the thing is, I mean, they had a chance. They kind of threw it away in the sixth inning. But point is, I hate that it's the late game tonight.
Yeah.
That's the 8:30 game, the Dodgers and Brewers, and the early game is actually the game five, which is just, that's just how the ball rolls, I guess, sometimes.
Yep.
But you can watch that tonight on FS1 and True TV and all those, but TBS, all those Turner Sports places, and HBO Max on the two baseball sides. I'm into game five. But I agree. Baseball's going to take a hit here if these series are over before the weekend's up, and then you got to wait the whole week for the World
and
Series.
And especially, you wait the whole week, and then especially
the
Dodgers.
The Dodgers are tonight. They're not going to play for a week.
If the Dodgers come out and win that series, World Series in four or five as well, oh, God, you feel for them. You feel for the MLB.
I mean, do the Dodgers even want a week off?
No. They want to keep playing. They definitely want to keep playing.
So I like the Brewers there. Dodgers might throw this game.
You think they're throwing the game tonight?
No. They're going to get rid of them. They're going to have an inter-squad scrimmage before the World Series. That's stupid. That's a waste of time. I understand before the postseason. They're going to have an inter-squad scrimmage and fill up Dodger Stadium on Tuesday of next week to keep the arms warm.
Yep.
That's what you're going to see. Wow. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Nonetheless, two good baseball games tonight. Hopefully, you get a good one in Game 5. We haven't had a great game, a lot of great games to this point. In the ALCS and the NLCS, respectively. But we'll give you all the coverage as we got throughout next week, and the World Series will start there. Mike Rizzo, you can hear him on Saturday tailgate alongside Damian Perez. That's going to be tomorrow. They'll give you all warmed up for the college slate. And then you also got some Kaiser Seahawks tomorrow, which you'll hear right here on ESPN 106.3. You also have Inter-Miami on the app. On the English and Spanish side. So stay tuned for Inter-Miami against Nashville tomorrow. And then you also have Sunday Huddle with myself and Cade Chumsen. That's going to be coming up on this Sunday. You can watch a little Ohio State-Wisconsin on TV and enjoy yourself and imagine how fun it would be just in that spot. And also you can stick around because right after this, you're going to have a little big-time high school football action. Mike Rizzo is going to be at Jupiter and Martin County, which is another heavyweight matchup in the Palm Beach County and Treasure Coast area. We are right now live at Cardinal Newman, who is taking on West Boca. Both of these teams travel all throughout Florida and around the United States to play some of the best teams in the area and best teams in the country. And this is two of the best teams in Florida that are going to be going head-to-head at Cardinal Newman tonight. So you can stay tuned for that. As we're going to have you coverage, you can hear Christian Catt on the call. That's going to be at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. kickoff. I will take you up and through pregame, myself and Damian Perez. That is going to be coming up here just after this break. So we got a lot to talk about. We'll hear from a couple coaches throughout the Palm Beach County area. But for those who did tune on, those who did tune in and stay aboard with us, this has been Colin Russo and Mike Rizzo saying so long. We'll see you next time Monday, 4 to 6 p.m. As always, we'll be back at it 4 to 7, 3 hours on Sunday. Enjoy the weekend. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay focused. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the baseball. Pack sports weekend and a beautiful weekend here in South Florida. It's finally getting a little cooler. Doesn't rain every day like it used to. You can start to enjoy it. Big thanks to Damian Perez keeping us up over the air. If you missed any of the show today, go listen back on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, all those great places. Just go to Russo and Rizzo. Colin Russo, Damian Perez, Mike Rizzo saying so long. See you next time. It's been Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.